Wyomingites.
Okay. You ever heard anybody refer to them derogatorily, slang for anything? Okay. How about people from Utah? What are they called? I wonder.
Most of them are Mormons.
Do people have a name around here for Mormons other than Mormon? Do they?
Well, they call them Seventh-day Adventists.
Okay.
I believe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if what you would call people from the United States. Just we are together, all of us, or what?
Well, we're citizens of the United States.
Or are we together? We're I was thinking of the word America.
Americans.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And what would you call people from Canada?
Canadians.
Okay. Was there ever a slang word that people would say making fun of Canadians that you heard?
Oh, but what? I don't know.
Okay. Ever heard them called Chinooks?
Right. No, I don't believe I ever have.
Okay. How about people from Mexico? What do people call them?
Aren't they Mexicans?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear any other slang words?
Oh, Hispanics.
Okay. You ever hear them call wetbacks?
Wetbacks.
Yeah.
Oh, we know all. We've had wetbacks work for us.
Have you? Did they, on your ranch?
And on the ranch, and some of them were just wonderful people.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are there many blacks in this area, black people?
No, we don't have too many blacks.
Yeah. What would people around here call blacks? What kind of words might you hear if they were referring to black people? What would they call them?
They might call them niggers,
mm-hmm.
but I would not.
Sure.
I would call them Negroes.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, I don't know.
Do you ever call them coloreds? Colored people?
Yes. I've heard people call them colored people.
Okay.
We don't have very many living here in Durango.
What is the state you mentioned? I was just wanting to get all the other Rocky Mountain states. And you mentioned a bunch of them earlier. But one that you didn't mention, the 50th state that was admitted to the Union, it's not really a Rocky Mountain state, but it's way up north.
Montana.
All right. And next to it is?
Idaho.
Yeah.
And then Washington and Oregon.
And above Washington, it's further up.
It's Canada.
And next to it, it's the 50th state. The biggest state of all. Alaska.
Alaska, of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, it's so disjointed.
Yeah.
I know it's a state, but I
don't think of it as a state. Right. I don't really either. And what's an Anglo? I've heard that word out here a good bit. People referring to Anglos.
It's white people.
Okay.
I think I'm right.
Okay. And do you know of any other, what would people call folks who live in a rural area, who've lived in a rural area all of their life? What do they call them?
Sometimes rural people, I guess, country folks.
Okay. Do they ever call them hicks?
Oh, yes, they have. But you know, they can't really call them that anymore.
Why?
Because you can't tell a hick from a townsfolk anymore.
Kind of all blend together.
They all blend together.
Yeah. If someone is not rich, they are what?
Poor.
Okay. Are there other words you might use to describe, or people in this area might use to describe poor people?
Oh, I'm sure there are.
Okay. But that's usually the one you would use,
that's
just poor people?
That's the one I would use.
Okay. And the person who owns a ranch would be called a what?
The landowner.
Okay. And the person who works for him, or the people who worked for him, would be called what?
Well, it depends on what they're doing. If they're herding sheep, they're the sheep herder. And if they're working with the cattle, they're probably cowboys. Otherwise, they're workers.
Okay. They ever call them hired hands?
Hired hands.
Okay. And what's the person who owns a sheep farm, what would he be called?
That owns them?
Yes, that owns the...
He'd be the owner.
Okay. Wouldn't call him like a sheep man or a...
Well, he'd be called a sheep man.
Okay. And a person who owns a cattle farm would be called a... Cattleman?
Cattleman.
Okay.